Today's reading is from Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." The word of God for the people of God.
Keep moving. We've got a ways to go. What are you gnawing on over here? What is that? I can't tell. It looks dead. Don't eat that. Come on. Let's go, Mishi. Come on. Keep going. A little bit further. What's up? Sasha, how many times have I got to tell you to quit chewing on those weeds? They give you gas. I don't want to rub your belly tonight. Your belly's not the prettiest thing, you know? All right, let's go. Come on, just further, a little further, and we'll take a break. This looks like a good spot. Excuse me, mister. Mister, you mind if I warm myself by your fire? Well, that's nice of you. It's a cold night. I bet a warm fire feels good. Oh, this is nice. Thank you, that's mighty nice of you. My mama always said it's nice to be nice. That was nice. Are you from around here? I'm from a place called Tekoa. It's in Judah. That's in the south. My name's Issachar. I'm a shepherd. You can call me Issachar the shepherd. Those are my sheep over there. Do you know what Issachar means? Issachar means God have mercy. When I was growing up, kids used to tease me. They would say that the reason my mama gave me that name was because I was so ugly, I needed God to have mercy on me. One day I asked my mama why she gave me that name. You know what she said? She said she felt God had been merciful to her by giving me to her. I like Mama's explanation a whole lot better. You know, it's a nice thing being a gift to somebody. It's even more wonderful when someone's a gift to you. Has anybody ever been a gift to you? I remember the night somebody became a gift to me. It was a night about like tonight. Clear, you could see every star in the sky. That was a very special night. That's the most wonderful night of my life. Would you like me to tell you about it? Most people usually do. Of course, to tell you about that night, I've really got to tell you about me. Would you like to know about me? Most people usually do too. Well, like I was saying a minute ago, I grew up a shepherd. My daddy was a shepherd. My daddy before him was a shepherd. I guess I was destined to be a shepherd. Mom always said, life is like a flock of sheep. You never know where it's going to take you. I don't know about you, but following behind a flock of sheep your whole life ain't all that glamorous. Now, being a shepherd means you're with sheep all the time. And sheep don't smell too good. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think you know exactly what I mean. Well, it was tough growing up. Nobody wanted to be your friend when you looked shabby and you smelled bad. People would call you names. They would say, you're stupid. I'd just say what Mom always said, stupid is as stupid does. Mama said not to let what people say about you bother you. She would say, I should be proud to be a shepherd. She would remind me of all the great people in history who were shepherds. Moses, King David was a shepherd. And Amos, the prophet from my hometown in Tekoa, he was a shepherd. Mama said she felt like God wanted me to be a shepherd. Now that's the first time I remember not thinking a whole lot of good things about God. I couldn't understand why God would want anybody to be unpopular and stinky. Well, you couldn't convince my mama otherwise. She said I was special and she wouldn't hear anything different. Now, my daddy was a good man, but my mama was very devout. She taught us about God. She made us memorize scriptures. I always liked the ones that talked about shepherds. It made me feel like it was talking about old Issachar. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. I remember that like it was yesterday, my mama teaching me that. She also made sure we went to all the festivals in Jerusalem. We would go up to the temple and we would make our offering. And that's the first time I learned that we were poor. You see, we couldn't give the same offering everybody else gave. One day, I asked Mama about that. I said, why does everybody else give one kind of offering? We give something different. She said it's because we couldn't afford their offering, but God makes allowances for that. Later on, I learned what allowances mean. It means you're poor. Of course, growing up, we didn't think we were poor. I just thought everybody lived in a tent and had one change of clothes. But there was always somebody around to remind you, Issachar, did you know you're an old poor so-and-so? And I would say, well, I guess I do now. Yeah. But never mind that. We carried on. But I do think I started to get pretty mad at God about then. I mean, it was bad enough not being liked by other people. But to be poor, I just didn't understand. Why would God make people different? Why would God make some people poor and some people not? Why would God make life harder for some people than it is for others? And I didn't really care that much for God. But let me tell you what the real honey on the unleavened bread was. Did you get that one, honey on the unleavened bread? I made that up myself. It's a joke. I'll go on with my story. What got me really mad with God was the day my daddy died. I was about 15 years old. It was summertime. We had taken the sheep out into the pasture. That morning, my daddy said he wasn't feeling too good. He went back to the tent to lay down. Later that afternoon, I heard somebody from my family yelling my name, Issachar, Issachar, come quick, Daddy fell down. I ran as fast as I could. I thought my heart was going to jump out of my chest. When I walked into the tent, sure enough, Daddy was on the ground. Mama was laying over on top of him just crying. I never heard my mama cry that loud in my whole life. I knew Daddy had died. I think in that moment, I hurt as much for my mama as I did for me. Sometime after that, Mama said that Daddy was in God's care. And she said we were too. And we just needed to trust God to get us through. I didn't believe that. I mean, it was bad enough for Daddy to die, but then to leave us alone, Mama said I was going to have to become a man real quick. Otherwise, we would be destitute. I did the best I could. We made ends meet. It wasn't easy. A few years after that, Mama died. I was ready, though. Mama had been real sick. I knew it was her time to die. And the world has never known a better woman than my mama. But before she died, she made me promise her one thing. She said, Issachar, I want you to promise me you will never give up on your faith. That's the one promise I could not keep my mama. I couldn't believe in God anymore. I mean, how could there be a God who cares anything about me and let those things happen like they did? I couldn't believe God even knew about any of the things I'd been through. I wasn't even so sure there was a God. And that's when it happened. Mister, you believe in angels? I do. I've seen angels. Like I said, it was a night about like tonight. Clear, could see every star in the sky. I had the sheep out in a distant pasture. Had just gotten them settled for the night, gotten them all quieted down, and had gotten into my tent. Just about to fall asleep. And all of a sudden, I heard a strange noise. I thought somebody was trying to steal the sheep. I got up out of my tent to go catch some bandit, but then I realized that the sheep weren't making any noise. They weren't startled, and it wasn't that kind of sound. And I looked up. And the sky started getting bright as day. And then as I looked closer, I started to make out faces and they started talking. They said that a baby had been born in the city of David. And his name is Christ the Lord. Now I thought I was dreaming. And then all of them faces started singing. They sang this strange song, beautiful but strange. They talked about glory to God and how he has come to bring peace to people God favors. Now that's when I knew I was dreaming. If God would favor somebody like Issachar, I must be asleep. But as quick as they came, then they went away. And everything was quiet. And I knew that wasn't a dream. I knew something unusual had happened, and the only way I would find out is if I went to Bethlehem. So I started walking to Bethlehem. I figured it would take me about 2 hours, and the more I walked, the faster I went. Before I knew it, I was running, and I got to this hill where I could see the lights of Bethlehem, and I just took off. I was running. When I got to Bethlehem, do you know what I found? Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing special. People had gone to bed. I saw a few people in the streets, and I asked them, and they just looked at me like I was odd. They hadn't heard anything about a baby. I started knocking on doors. You know, I learned something that night. After people have gone to bed, they don't like you knocking on their door at night. Then I knocked on this one fellow's door. I said, "Mister, have you heard anything about a baby born tonight?" And he looked at me real strange. And he asked me why I wanted to know. And I got ready to tell him about all the angels and everything they had said to me. And then I thought he might have me arrested or something. I just said, "Somebody told me a very special baby had been born." So he took me around the back of his house. And he led me to his stable where he kept his animals. And I could see this little firelight coming from the back of the stable. And as I started walking in, I could see this man and woman lying on the ground. They were sound asleep. I could tell they were exhausted. And then I noticed next to them was this manger where the animals would eat. Only this manger had a blanket on top of the straw. And as I got closer, I could see that there was a baby on that blanket. And I looked a little closer, and that baby was wide awake, just looking up, not making a sound. About that time, the mama and the daddy woke up, and that's when things started to get interesting. They thought I was there to rob them. And I tried to calm them down. I said, "I don't mean you any harm." And I decided to tell them everything that happened that night, about how the angels came and what they told me. That mama, well, she got up. She took me by the hand and led me over to where her baby had been born. And I put out my hand to touch that baby. And it wrapped all of its tiny little fingers around my one finger. And that baby just looked at me and smiled. "Mister, I know this may sound crazy, but I believe I was looking in the face of God. I believe God was right there in that little baby that night. And when that baby touched my hand, all of my disappointment, all of my hurt just went away. I believe that little baby was telling me that God does care about old Issachar. God knows about everything I've been through. And God's with me." Well, that's my story. I don't know what that means to you, mister. But if you ever get disappointed with God, if you ever feel like God doesn't care about you, just don't give up. Just hang in there. Because God believes in all of us. I believe that's why that night happened. That God came to tell every one of us that we're God's children and He loves us and He wants to help us all the time. And life may be hard, but God believes in us. I believe that. Well, I better be going. I'm sure my sheep have eaten enough of your grass. Mister, if you ever get a chance to see that baby, well, you just make sure you do. Okay, sheep. Let's go. Come on, it's time to get back now. Yeah, let's go. Hey, do you know what the one sheep said to the other sheep when it was time to leave? "Let's go back home." Yeah, I know you've heard that one before, but it doesn't get old, does it? Come on. Let's go. Who knows? We might see them angels again one day.
Deep within, I feel my soul stirring. Let us pray. Loving and caring God, may we never be afraid, for you are always with us. Just as a shepherd watches over his flock at night, we too are never alone. For God, you are always with us. Amen.